KSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is dropping out of the Republican presidential race. He made the announcement Wednesday night at a town hall in New Hampshire just hours before the fifth debate of the 2024 election cycle kicked off without him. Also at SRNNews.com, Iowa may be looking at its coldest caucus day ever, raising questions about turnout. The forecast for January 15th looks clear of snow, but Arctic cold is on its way. The chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa, Jeff Kaufman, says he expects strong voter turnout despite the cold weather.
I'm still feeling pretty good about turnout and that the weather, although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says they've located a tunnel system that has evidence of hostages being present there at some point. Hagari says that Hamas attacked from that area.
Huge raids were coming out from Khan Yunis on the 7th of October. They all came back here and they used this tunnel system in order to survive, embed themselves. As you see here, we are in a neighborhood. Embed themselves in the civilian neighborhood in order to make it impossible for the IDF, unless it does a ground operation, to fire at this area or try to rescue the hostages in this area.
The military was showing the tunnel to journalists. There was chaos in the House today after Hunter Biden made a surprise appearance at his contempt of Congress hearing. After sitting for a few minutes, the president's son stormed out just as GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia was about to speak. He did not answer questions as he left, accompanied by his legal team. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry wins a victory over Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders' vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, "Thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates file a lawsuit to block enforcement of Louisiana's new ban on sex change operations on kids. State lawmakers approved the ban last year, overrode a veto by then-Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards. The measure also bars hormone treatment and puberty-blocking drugs for minors and took effect on New Year's Day. This is SRN News. Gains on Wall Street Wednesday as traders locked in their final moves ahead of a report on inflation, with all three indexes making big gains. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Wall Street neared a record high ahead of a highly anticipated report on inflation. That report could show whether all the excitement that's vaulted stocks higher recently is warranted. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Wednesday. The benchmark index is just 0.3% below its all-time high. The Dow added 170 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.8%. Treasury yields held relatively steady ahead of Thursday's update from the U.S. government on inflation at the consumer level. Hopes for a continued cool down in inflation have sent Treasury yields sinking and stocks soaring in recent months. Seth Sutel, New York.
Alabama Crimson Tide football head coach Nick Saban is retiring. He won 7 national championships, the most in college football history. More details at SRNNews.com.